A guten Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. I would love to give a full shmuz, but Lamaisa, I'm holding Bein HaProkem here. I'm traveling, and I'm finding only a few minutes to be able to share B'Slam Machshova on the Parsha. We look at the Parsha, there's several Dvarim Nefloim that stand out. We'll be aimed on one Nekuda, to be miyashiv kama v'kama difficulties. Obviously, the first ta'ora that we've discussed every year, kemat, when we start this parsha, is to try to have an achiza, try to have an understanding what exactly was the first nisayin of Avraham Avinu. Lech lecho me'altzicho milatcho be'savicho le'otz ha'sha'areko. The Eibishti gives a nisayin to Avraham Avinu that Be'etzem, for any person, any normal person, a rational thinking person, this could not be called an Nisoyan. It would really be an Nisoyan not to listen. The Eibishter tells you, Lech lecho me'altzcho me'latcho, leave your country, leave your birthplace, leave your father's house with all of its, we know, the setbacks that he had in Beis Avicho. And the challenges that he had in Moiladcho, Eretz Moiladcho, and the fact that Chazal expand on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Avinu. He was telling him that Dafka, his Hatzlocha, is by leaving. Kaniyat Ozoichel Abonim. Over here you won't be Zoichel to build a family. Over there you will. I mean, these are basic human instincts that anybody would gravitate to such a haftocha from the Borei Olam. It would be hard, it would be challenging not to listen. I always say, the way I touch it up is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him all of this, and then he said, but you know what, stay here. That would be an Isai. If there are all the brachas that could be miskayim if he leaves, now stay here, that would be an Isai. The most famous Musa of the Kepshat, which unquestionably has emes to it conceptually, but I think in Pshat it's hard to understand it, is that Chogufa, when the Eibishter told Avraham to leave, what he was really telling him was that you have to leave, and you have to leave because I'm telling you to leave. And Avraham Taka left based on the Tzivri Hashem. Avraham didn't leave based on all the brachas. Vayelech Avraham kasher dibur elav Hashem. Avram didn't go because of all the haftochas. He went because it was the word of God. This is what the Eibishter told him to do. He's doing it. And that's taka big madrega. This is unquestionable. This idea, this concept has come from many gedolei olam, and there's no question that conceptually there's emes to it. There's truth. But in pshat, lamaisa, I find it very hard in pshat. Because when the Rabbanu Shem tells him to go and he tells him all these brachas, and even the Rishonim explained to us that there was an Indian here of telling him these brachas, that they were incorporated in the tzivui. This is what I'm going to do for you over there. I would almost say part of the thing was to go with the kavana. This is what's going to happen. This is what Hashem is telling me is going to happen. It's not a zaitik, an ulterior motive that I have. It's part of what Hashem is telling me. Memela, it's by me very shver to say that the Nisayon was that Avram should go not with these intentions. Seems hard to understand that in Pshat. So that's the number one. The second difficulty is if we look in the Parsha, we see a double nifle, that when it brings down that in Pasuk Ches, when Avram comes, he left Shechem, and he went to Hohor. And the Torah describes us, where was this Har? And the Torah identifies it, Mikedem LeBeiskel, Vayet Oholoi. All of a sudden, the Torah says, Beis El Miyom V'ay Mikedem. So the beginning of the Pasuk makes a lot of sense. Where was this mountain, this unknown mountain that Avram went to, where was it? So obviously you want to make a landmark. So what's the landmark? The landmark is Beiskel. Beiskel is a mokum ha'yadua, everybody knows Beiskel. So the Torah says, you want to know where this mountain was? It was Mikedem or Beiskel. It was on the east side of Beiskel. Oh, so we have an identification to the location. All of a sudden it switches. And it says, where's Beiskel? Beiskel, miyom. Beiskel is on the west of this mountain. What does that mean? All of a sudden, the mountain became the landmark. The unknown mountain that we were trying to identify where this mountain is, now that became the landmark. How did we switch from Beiskel being the landmark to this unknown Har being the landmark? Tzorachim Godel. Tzorachim Godel. Now we get to one of the most difficult chalokim of the parsha. And that is Avraham Avinu taking leave of his nephew Lot. This is very, very difficult. The other chalokim of the parasha, we see fakeot, how much Avraham dedicated himself to Lot. Mipsoch al tesalim. You know, I always bring down from Reb Reuven Kaunerstein, Zecher Tzadik Levrochem, that he brings down in this week's parasha, a maise from Reb Kiva Egel. Reb Kiva Egel went to Varsha. It was a simcha day. He was marrying off one of his grandchildren in Varsha. And for Shteitzach, the whole city came. Reb Kiva Egel's in the city. Reb Kiva Egel was the father of the door. So the whole city came to see Reb Kiva Egel. Mitamol, Reb Kiva Egel tells the host where he was staying that I want to see this, you know, Yankele, the shoemaker. Yankele, the shoemaker. Okay, Yankele, the shoemaker. The whole city went crazy. This Yankele, the shoemaker, was a simple, pashut, a shoemaker, the way you envision a shoemaker. That's what he was. They figure if Reb Kiva Egel is going to him, Mistam Etake is an Odom Godel that we don't know about. And Mimelitz, we have to know, this is a Bahalpna, this is a tzaddik in his door. Anyway, the ganze shtot went to this shoemaker. The ganze shtot. And he had no menucha. They're waiting to get brochas from him, the tzaddik nishtot, and he's like, get out of here. He wasn't interested. He wasn't interested in being the tzaddik of the city. He wasn't the tzaddik of the city. They were kvetching his little shoe store that he come had room to breathe before they came. He says, I'm a nobody, I'm a nothing. They refuse to accept it. They go back to Reb Kiva Egel. Kiva Egel says, listen, he could be a tzaddik nishta, I have no idea. I mean, I don't know him. So what do you mean you don't know him? You went to personally to pay a visit to him. What do you mean you don't know who he is? Was kan zayin azazach? Kivego says, what do you mean? This is a relative of mine that I remember from years and years ago. He lives in this city, lives in Varsha. And if I could be Mechazik, a relative of mine, I have a chiyuv to do so. The Torah says, Mipsoch al tesalim. Here am I said. Kivego added, and he said, Mipsoch al tesalim. By Hashem HaSaved, it says, Lisuch al tesalim, the halacha is that if the person you're going to is the Aveda that you're looking at or the person you're trying to help, if it's an embarrassment for you, it's unbecoming to you, something you don't normally do, you're potter. Sotav Kivega by your relative, Vostein Pasuk, Mipsocha Al Tesale. Unbelievable Kivega. And that's what he was there for. And that's how we see in this week's parasha. A big chaluk in the parasha, the Mesiris Nefesh, that Avraham Avinu has for Lot, taka mipsochal tesal. Does that mean, this is what we see from Avraham Avinu. But that, putting that on the side, Avraham takes leave of Lot, and what does he tell him? The pasuk is made, perikud gimel pasuk tes. Ki poreid no me'olai. Separate yourself from me. He has no interest. All of a sudden, Avram, the Makarev of the Ganze Dor, the one who put his life in his hands to save his nephew, by Mohammed Stoim, all the kings, and all of a sudden, because the shepherds of Loit are not 100% with the same Shita as Avram Avinu, all of a sudden now, he's ready to, that's it. He pori no me'olai, it's finished. Boruch Shepetrani. And he was taka right, the Chazal made, Hashem came to Avram Avinu, achar he pori Loit me'imoy. That calls man, this chabur was with Avram Avinu, it negated, degraded Avram. How do we understand this? What's the pshat in them? This is the makarav of the door. How do we understand it? Rabbi Yisrael, I think there's one yusayit here that we can learn. Yusayit chashev ma'id. When the Rabbani Shalom tells Avram Avinu, lech lecho me'artzcho me'latcho me'beis avicho el ha'oretz asher arecho, Avram Avinu was told by the Rabbani Shalom, I'm not asking you to do a thing for me. Avram Avinu already jumped into the fire for the Rabbani Shalom and who caused him. Avram Avinu already expressed the biggest levels of Mesiras Nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking Avram Avinu to establish himself, a nation from himself that is completely selfless and is only there for the Rabbani Shalom to be Marbe Kovet Shemayim. That's a tall order. That's a tall order to tell somebody who's doing some volunteer work that now you're going to create a nation, that this whole nation's job is going to be a nation to be Marbe Kovet Shemayim. Nishfazich, not for yourself. Start a nation. We just had an election. One of the themes of the election is America first. By the way, it's not a bad theme. It's not a bad concept, Chas Shalom. I don't mean to degrade it in any way. And we all pushed that this Baruch Hashem, Siyata Dishmaya, that this is what we should vote for. But Be'etzem, that's a normal thing. That's a normal thing that a nation has to see and promote its own interests. It's almost a mandate. Somebody gets voted in as a leader of a country that he should look at and seek out the country's benefit and interest. As a first, that's the first and foremost. That's the directive, that's the mission statement. It's understood. You could have a sheet about globalism and this and how much it affects you. But there's no question that the leader of the country has to, that's their job. And if you're asking an individual that he should be different, Shaloy osonu kegoye arotzois, Shaloy som chokenu kohem vigoroleinu kecholamoyna, Hashem is asking you to be different than everybody else and to live in this new bubble. That you're only there for Kovet Shemayim. That's why the location wasn't said. I always say, why didn't Hashem say the location? Because there was no location. Yet right now, the immediate location was Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu has to go wherever Hashem tells him to go and wherever he feels that that's the place and the location where he could be Marbe Kovet Shemayim to the highest level. And that's his job. And not just his job, it's the job of the nation that he's gonna create. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Kani Yata Zeich Elabonim was part of the Nisayin. Avraham Avinu, you can't have children. I'm not even giving you an option to be able to have Bonim in a place where you're not doing the mission. It's not gonna work. That was all part of the Nisayin. This Daka, when you look at it, is on a bigger level. This is a tremendous, tremendous Nisayon. And Avraham Avinu readily accepted it. That now his whole future is really linked to Tovas the Rabbani Shalom. It's not just a question, yeah, I believe in it, I want to be Ma'avak of Shemayim, I'd like people to know who Hashem is, I'm doing research. There's a different level where that becomes who you are, the essence of who you are. Rabbi Shuster Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the one who was single-handedly responsible for Mamish, the whole push of the Bali Tshuva in the last 30 years, 40 years. I remember him as a kid growing up in Eretz Yisrael. He never lost his daughter. She was hit by a bus, a little girl. And I remember, it sticks with me till today, I was a little kid. I remember hearing that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zecher Tzadik Levracha paskened that he should go to all the way, he should go during the Shiva to the Kois. Hazei it menge paskened for him. Because his whole life was L'Tevis Acherim. Since his whole life was L'Tevis Acherim, he was a Tzanovel, Rabbim Tzrichim Loi. Rabbim Tzrichim Loi. Imagine a Jew should ask such a shayla while he's sitting Shiva. Thus is Pshat Amen Shel Oretz Asher Aveko. And that's an unbelievable Nisoyin. Now if we go weiter, we could understand. Landmarks by Avraham Avinu are only there prior to Avraham Avinu coming. Once Avraham Avinu came to Umokim, he had to shine. He had to be the Kovet Shemayim. He became the landmark. Zayin Echanami, before Avraham came, we want to know where the location was. It was on the east. It's on the east of Beis Kel. Once Vayet Shom Oloi, then it's Beis El Miyam. Then the Beis El becomes Ma'ariv. Because Avraham Avinu becomes that source, that Mokum. In essence, that Beis Kel becomes Avraham Avinu. And that was the Nisayon. Memelu, we could say now we understand that so long that Avraham Avinu has somebody, a member of his own family, his own clan, that their job is to be Mavik over Shemayim, that is degrading that message, that is confusing that message, Avraham cannot tolerate that. That's why he told him, he poured no me'olai. There has to be a preda now. There has to be a preda because this goes against my lech lecho. And that's why Rebbeinu Shem came to him afterwards. Achrei poured leit mima. And this is an unbelievable takeaway from the parasha. To understand, even in our madrega, that we have to always feel a shtik lech lecho, wherever we are, to be that source of kovet shemayim. Our interactions with people should be that after they walk away, we will make him a little bit of the oretz asher aleko. A guten Shabbos.